We are going to talk today about a very basic issue: life and death in America. We are going to talk about health and safety in America. This is going to be a rather informal lecture. It's not the absolute last statement about these subjects, but it is going to try to be a prophetic voice about key problems and key solutions relating to health and safety in America. Currently, America is in the middle of the greatest health crisis in its history, the coronavirus. But it's very important to understand that America was infected by a whole series of other viruses before this occurred. Indeed, America was and is a very, very sick society, and the American people are very, very sick in many ways. A lot of them because of failures in leadership at the top. First place, America is the only modern state that doesn't see health care as a right. As a result, millions upon millions upon millions of Americans do not have health insurance, and an even larger number of millions are underinsured. It doesn't do a whole lot for a working person to have an Obamacare policy with a $7,000 deductible, since a very high percentage of working people in this country can't afford a $400 emergency expense. Just do the math on that. $400 vs $7,000, no, it doesn't work. So that's an inherent virus. That's an inherent sickness from day one. Now, it just gets worse from there. Since 1980, with the arrival of Reagan, there have been massive budget cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency. It's very important to understand that these have been bipartisan. Carol Browner, Clinton's incompetent EPA administrator, is probably one of the worst administrators prior to Trump, of the EPA. Barack Obama put through some of the worst budget cuts in the history of the EPA. The end result has been a form of unilateral disarmament by the U.S. government in the face of chemical and environmental threats that are just as deadly as all the so-called terrorists America spends $700 billion supposedly protecting itself against. When the virus struck in America, and we have been studying this since 1995, and it was very obvious from 1995 on that America was vulnerable to this sort of virus. But politically, America could not get its act together. So we had a $1 trillion F-35 jet fighter program that doesn't work. We had $15 billion aircraft carriers that don't work. We had spent $6 trillion invading other people's countries and killing their civilians for wars that failed. And again, it's very important to understand that this has been very bipartisan. Bush started a lunatic campaign of imperialism after 9/11 with the unprovoked attack on Iraq, which we all know turned into a total catastrophe. But you got to look at Obama. He bombed more foreign countries than any president since World War II. You got to look at some mentally deranged psychopath like his UN ambassador, Samantha Power, who was constantly howling her head off about more war, more killing, and putting forth all sorts of self-righteous lies and garbage, and just basically lunatic garbage to justify all the mass murder that she was defending. So this is a virus. These things are viruses. These are illnesses. These are social illnesses at the top. Now, getting back to health, you have the basic problem that you don't have national health insurance, and the only solution to that is to give everybody national health insurance. We favor Medicare for all, but if somebody else can think up a way to do it without Medicare for all, we'll support that too. Whatever it takes, because thousands upon thousands of people are getting killed by the status quo. Yes, this is a military situation. Now, as a result of the total mismanagement of the coronavirus situation, the death toll is about to crack 100,000. That's right. So, in other words, America will have lost more people due to healthcare incompetence than it lost in Vietnam. In fact, almost twice as many people will have been killed in a mere matter of months than were killed in the entire Vietnam War. And the death toll is sure to grow. And again, this is not an accident. It's not an accident. Trump put in charge of the CDC a right-wing religious extremist rather than a qualified scientist, and so on and so forth, in terms of other people who were put in office who were completely unfit to handle the issue of the nation's health. So again, these are very logical results that there was no plan on hand, no supply of surgical masks, no supply of protection equipment, total incompetence in developing a test, and so on and so on and so forth. These are very logical results. Now, we are not doctors, and we don't pretend, if you are ill, to know exactly what should be done for you. But we can go over a number of basic points, and we're not going to get into all the details about what to do about the virus and so on and so forth. We're just going to focus on a rather basic issue, which is health itself. A basic issue is getting enough sleep. A basic issue is getting enough exercise. And a particularly basic issue is to get enough fresh air. Now, the latter point is a particularly horrifying reality. Indoor air is much more heavily polluted than outdoor air for a variety of reasons that are discussed on our website, particularly the lack of regulation of chemicals, which is near total in this country, and the success of various chemical companies to get ridiculous levels of so-called flame retardant put in furniture via very clever lobbying campaigns. That is a further source of poison indoors. Now, the indoor air situation has been somewhat improved as a result of a huge series of lawsuits against the carpet industry and a liberalization after 2000 of the mandate for chemicals in furniture. But it is still very bad. And because the EPA budget has been so emasculated, we really don't know what's going on. The people of America are lab rats. That's right. You out there, you're a lab rat for corporate America. You're a lab rat for the ruling elite. Thanks to environmental laws in the 70s and so on, outdoor air is significantly cleaner than it was in the 1970s. Lead has been taken out of gasoline. There's been a comprehensive campaign that has reduced outdoor air pollution, though the chemical aspects of this we do not know. But outdoor air is much cleaner than indoor air in general, though in certain areas that's not the case. So, what to do? One thing to do is to buy yourself an electric fan if you don't have one, to get more outdoor air into your home. Unfortunately, the directives on how to supposedly survive the coronavirus have been a study in incompetence from day one on both the part of the World Health Organization and the CDC. The CDC originally told everybody not to wear masks. They said it was ridiculous. Some people are trying to make Mr. Fauci into some kind of god. Mr. Fauci has been all over the place. First he said don't wear a mask, now he says wear a mask, so on and so forth. So you really can't rely on these people. We are in favor of people wearing masks. We're not going to go against that, and we're not going to get into that debate. What we are going to say is staying indoors without getting fresh air is potentially just as dangerous as the virus. Yes, for your health. And you need to get exercise, okay? You need to get exercise. That's important too. It's also important to get enough sleep. If you are indoors, if you are eating Domino's pizza or whatever as your regular meal via takeout with high cholesterol, high fat, if you're not getting exercise, this is a threat to your health too. So we live in a basically unhealthy society, and you need to look at the top of society, the plutocratic leaders, the money lords. What are they doing? Where these people are sociopaths, they are. You look at Billionaires Row in New York, these luxury, super luxury apartments. You can spend $60 million or more for one of these apartments, and guess what? You can't open the windows. You're buying yourself a sealed glass box. Which is totally crazy when you think about it, which is totally crazy. But that shows you the kind of people who are in charge. That's also true for the office buildings where the money lords preside over the economy. Our favorite is San Francisco, where Richter, the guy who invented the Richter scale, said that no high-rises should be built. And there are very, very serious questions about whether all these high-rises could survive an earthquake. But that's where the big high-tech money lords have built all their high-tech high-rise buildings, which are sealed glass boxes. If you look at a lot of the office buildings for the big high-tech corporations, these are sealed glass boxes. In other words, the only air that these places get comes from centralized air conditioning systems. Think of how crazy that is. If it's 70 degrees outside and the sun is shining, if you had a normal building, you open the windows. Obvious point. If you're in one of these, you have to run the air conditioning all day long because there's something known as the sun. Yeah, think about that. Who would have thunk it? The sun heats up the building. And all this is a centralized system where you can get no fresh air. Obviously, this is not sane. No, it is not. So this is part of an overall unhealthy situation. So getting back to what you can do, get more exercise, get more fresh air. That's important. Don't eat a lot of high fat, high cholesterol foods. Again, we are not doctors. We're not going to tell you what exactly your diet should be. There are websites that can give you some insight on that. We are not but going to pretend to be medical experts about your situation. We are going to claim and claim correctly that there are basic issues of health that are not being addressed in the middle of this crisis. This crisis is a crisis of the system. It's not a crisis of the coronavirus. The coronavirus is only so powerful because the system is so screwed up. In a sane society, this whole situation would have been dealt with and would have been dealt with successfully and would have been stopped. This crisis has been botched up at every single level of the government and at the level of the WHO. The virus is a virus of the system. Now, things are likely to get quite a bit worse before they get better because the economic aspect of this whole situation is going to kick in, and a lot of businesses aren't going to be able to survive what's coming. We've already had a series of major bankruptcies. A lot more are going to come. Now, we haven't even begun to discuss the mental health aspects of this, which are horrendous. And this is a society where a large number of the people are already self-medicating vis-a-vis alcohol, happy pills, and so on and so forth. We would urge people, and we don't pretend to be mental health experts, but the point is, your life are in danger, and you need to mobilize politically to demand health care, period. It's a matter of life and death. You need to mobilize politically to demand safe working spaces. And the industrial sweatshop of the world has been replaced by the high-tech digital sweatshop where people are locked inside buildings where they can't open the windows and are breathing poisonous air. So one sweatshop has been replaced with another sweatshop. That's right. So you need to demand that. It's not going to be given to you. That's why we see growing social unrest coming as people object to being injured and killed. We will discuss this whole situation further, but we felt it a moral imperative to do this lecture. Stay tuned. More will be coming. That's all that we have to say for today.